Online with us this morning, Dottie Gallagher, President and CEO of the Buffalo Niagara Partnership. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, so the partnership released some details of your survey on business here in Western New York, how they've been impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. A lot of information in here, 93% experiencing a decline in revenue, 51% reducing costs, one-third have reduced staff. Of course, it's a lot of difficult news to handle right there. But why this survey? Why was this an important starting point for the partnership?
Well, it wasn't just, you know, it wasn't just the partnership. It was the governments of Erie and Niagara County and the City of Buffalo and the City of Niagara Falls and 16 economic development chambers of commerce and tourism organizations to really get a definitive survey to figure out where are the gaps and what are businesses really going to need in the post-COVID economy. So the timing of the survey was the release of it was really to be right after we heard what the stimulus package was going to be and to see where the gaps were. So we asked people questions like how can government be helpful to you in a reopening process, and you know, and we did do a lot of analysis around revenue and business types, and all of our partners and us really can start to develop strategies around specific industries and sizes of business that will be the most helpful to them.
I'm glad you mentioned about size of business, because that is very something I'm really curious about, because it seems to me that the local small business community in recent years has been a big part of what has been this picture of a renaissance of Buffalo, for sure. What about who is being impacted more here? Are you seeing large business, small business, any indication of that?
Yeah, actually, it's interesting. That's a great question. And the survey results really did mirror the marketplace in terms of the percentage of businesses that took the survey. And it's a general statement, but the smaller the business, the greater the risk. And all the way down to sole proprietors, who are at the greatest risk, obviously. So that is the big concern, because when you look at typical economic development incentives, as an example, they're not pointed at small retail shops. They're not pointed to Main Street USA. And that's going to be where a lot of the heavy lifting is going to be for us as a community. And we have to really be creative about what we can do beyond what will be available from the federal government. So it's going to be tricky.
I know you have a webinar later on. You're going to be interacting with a lot of businesses, of course. These numbers, they're not pretty, that's for sure. At the same time, as somebody who interacts with so many members of the business community, I mean, where do you see hope moving forward here?
Well, you know, even the number of businesses that have reduced workforce and headcount, and it's significant, those that have. What we found as sort of a little bright spot was that of the 42% of those people who had reduced their staffing, 73% of them described it as temporary layoffs or furloughs. So we see that as positive in the sense that businesses aren't eliminating positions permanently and closing up shops. They're feeling that it is temporary. But when you look at the biggest concerns of the community overall, there is a widespread concern of the potential of permanent closures of local and small businesses is our number one community concern, and of course the U.S. economy overall. So I mean, the takeaway from this, I think, is, you know, we're all in this together. Every city in the country is going through what we're going through. But we know that that Buffalo and Metro Buffalo is a very resilient community, and that we are going to have to work together to, you know, slog our way out of this. And I have every confidence that we will.
I'd like to hear that for sure. Dottie Gallagher, President and CEO of the Buffalo Niagara Partnership, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Jay. Take care.